TV.
Blog Talk Radio.
Pass the blunt, Dev.
Smoking this dosey dope.
Bad boy, I'm a face it. Rolling up, rock, I can face it. Bad boy, I'm a face it.
Smoking OG right now, bro. It's cool.
2 grams in my blunt, I ain't basic. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Can't smoke with these niggas, they lace it. Rolling a rust, nigga, I can taste it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Whipping the foreign, you don't wanna race it. New diamonds on the bezel, ain't basic. 2 grams in my blunt, I ain't basic. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Can't smoke with these niggas, they lace it. Rolling a rust, nigga, I can taste it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Whipping the foreign, you don't wanna race it. New diamonds on the back, backwood, I'ma roll up and face it. Run up a bag, nigga, I'ma chase it. Shout out my lawyer, he beating them cases. Getting money on an everyday basis. Getting money, she be fucking on camera. Getting money, I know swipers is cameras. Free my cousin, yeah, he stuck in the slammer. Free my cousin, he got caught with the hammer. I was down bad, down on my dick. I ain't have shit and it made me sick. Now these bitches on me just like a stick. Big drip, I be kicking the shit. 2 grams in my blunt, I ain't normal. Smoking this killer, don't say I ain't warn you. I'm a rock star. You niggas too formal, and if it's something, my niggas is on you. 2 grams in my blunt, I ain't basic. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Can't smoke with these niggas, they lace it. Rolling a rust, nigga, I can taste it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Whipping the foreign, you don't wanna race it. New diamonds on the bezel, ain't basic. 2 grams in my blunt, I ain't basic. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Can't smoke with these niggas, they lace it. Rolling a rust, nigga, I can taste it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Whipping the foreign, you don't wanna race it. New diamonds on the bezel ain't basic.
Yeah.
Yo. Y'all already know the fucking vibe. Fuck, guys. They already know what it is. Yo, welcome to Backwoods TV. Special co-host, Fuck Guys in the building. Y'all already know, home of the independent artists. Home of the independent black business owners. Home of the entrepreneurs. Y'all know the fucking vibes, though. Fuck, what's up, though, my guy?
Man, just chilling, man. I'm glad to be on Backwoods TV. I see the lines is lit up right now. Send me your calls. Do not hang up. Backwoods TV is lit early.
Yes, sir. So check this out, yo. I want to shout out all my guests from the previous weeks. Everybody been coming on, putting on. I don't take enough time to say I appreciate y'all, everything y'all doing for us, and you know, the whole squad, you know. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the We Made Us movement. Shout out to my boy, Ghetto Kool-Aid TV. Y'all already know the fucking vibe. We doing this shit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring my boy Flock Guys back in a little bit later. We're going to jump immediately into this. People, I got a 16-year-old phenom. No cap. This young man has over 500 songs, and his dad bought him a laptop a year ago. Y'all niggas cannot tell me that young man do not fucking be working. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring him on, him and his manager. I'm going to let him talk to you. Call or state your name and what you do.
It's Keita Don, man. Straight from Charlotte, I rap. I'm trying to get to it.
Yes, sir, yo. Thank you, young man, for coming to the show, yo. And, you know, much love on the success you've been having. I've definitely been tapped in. I'm a very good friend of your father's. And, you know, he's always showing me your work. So it's an honor to have you on the show, first and foremost. So welcome to Backwoods TV.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I'm going to go ahead and let you tell the people a little bit about yourself, what you're doing. Go ahead and shout your social media out so how they can tap in with you.
Instagram, Keyladon_ KEYBADON 2_. My Twitter, Keyladon333. SoundCloud, Keyladon. Everything Keyladon, man. And I'm just really trying to get into it this year. I just started rapping, so.
Yeah, and it ain't even about how long you've been doing it. It's about the past, the drive. To have that many songs to be at ease, bro, like, that's unheard of. So I salute you on that one right there, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit later on about some more opportunities that us here at For the Record and Backwoods TV, we can present to you as well. So stay tapped in the whole show. I got a lot of great artists, too, that you can network with. One of them, it's an honor to have on my show, really good friend of mine. And I think he, you know, as far as the engineering tip, you might be able to learn something. He's been my engineer for over 12 years plus. He's a good dude, and he's going to be on the show a little later. So I definitely want you to tap in with him. But basically, now that we got that out the way, how we do on this show, I ask you 3 questions, maybe 4 depending on the time length we have, and tonight we got some callers. You about to be tapped into a great show and involved in the great show, so I'm going to go ahead and jump straight to it. I noticed you said you just started rapping. Everybody has different music reasons for why they start doing music and different purposes. What was your reason at such a young age to start pursuing this career?
I don't know, really. I was just, you know, with Corona and stuff, being in the house, you got nothing to do. So I just be freestyling, walk around the house. And I was like, man, I gotta go in the studio. I got to do something. So I made, like, before I got my laptop, I was making music off my phone. My first tape I dropped, most of the songs on there, most of the songs on there were from my phone. So.
And like I said, we're going to get into a little opportunity a little later on for you. I actually spoke to your manager a little bit about that. And, you know, now that I got you on the show, I'm definitely going at the Indian Signal. I'm going to present you with 2 opportunities, you know, that could further help you with your music career, because that's what we about here on Backwoods TV and For the Record Radio. We about helping, uplifting, and empowering. So I'm going to present you with 2 opportunities, but that's definitely a good answer. And I understand myself, my whole first Back to Work album was basically done during the first wave of the corona. And, you know, you got to stay busy and mentally keep yourself out there because of what was going on. So I definitely can appreciate that answer and, you know, the honesty and saying I really don't know, but this is why I did it. So that was definitely a good answer. My second question to you would be, you know, what do you expect to achieve in the next 5 to 10 years as far as doing music? Like, what are your long-term goals for it?
I set my goals, like, one at a time. So, like, right now, I always wanted to get on an interview. So that's one of my goals out the way. My next goal, just to try to get a music video. I'm just doing it one step at a time. I'm not rushing nothing. You know, just taking it one step at a time, being patient with it. Letting it come when I put out my music. The more I put out my music, the more it'll come to me.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's a very good answer. Like, you know, as artists, we all been in that, you know, point, and it's such an amazement to me that at such a young age, you just said you don't make long-time goals ahead of time. You just make goals and you complete them and move on to the next. That's a veteran approach to, you know, to your goals, and that's very unheard of. So with that said, young man, like, that's good, bro. And I honestly can speak for myself and probably the other viewers that's listening, because got a lot of viewers at the moment. You're my first interview of the night, so, you know, congratulations on that. And to be so young and have such a strong mentality for your age, man, you really need to give yourself a pat on the back, because you're a young OG.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. I got one. I got two final questions for you. I got one last question getting into a little bit about you, and then I got one final question for you. Before then, that last question, I'm going to give you a chance to shout your social media out, and I'm going to have you hold the line because I'm going to bring you back later on in the show because I want you to tap in with a certain somebody. And like I said, I want to help you. That's what the show was tonight, to put together to, you know, assist you in getting where you need to be. So, Ra, if you listening, bro, I got him. Real man, he's good family, and I'm going to make sure he's good. So, you know, my last question to you, it would be, is, you know, you're a young soul, and, you know, it's a lot of people with such a competitive nature as far as the music business, and even with the age generation, because I'm starting to hear a lot more younger generation of artists. What do you think sets you aside from the younger artists that's out now, and what do you think, you know, gave you your unique style that you have now?
I'd probably just say my work ethic. You know, I'd be, because I got a job and I'm doing music, so I have a manager. Like, I work 5 days a week, and I, on my off days, I'll probably make 2 or 3 songs depending on how I feel. And I really just think it's my work ethic, and I'm humble. I don't bring myself to the attention, you know. I just stay out the way, and I just do me. And I let my music just speak for myself. I don't really do all the talking, honestly. So I just let my music speak for myself.
Yeah, I hear this callers, man. I've had my nephew on the show that was the same age. But this is truly a young, old soul, and that it amazes the hell out of me at how smart and ahead of their time the youth is nowadays, because, you know, that's every answer he's giving me is veteran answers for the callers. Like, this young man is very intelligent, and he obviously knows what he wants. And, you know, for my callers that support him, I'm going to definitely be sharing his link, and y'all going to be definitely tapping in with him. I'm definitely going to bring him back later on in a couple weeks for another show called the Youngins Takeover Special. I'm going to have some of the dopest youngins in the building. Probably going to be about 8-9 of them. I ain't even going to bullshit you. We might have to OT this to like 5-minute interviews, but it's so many young talent, and we want to get your name out there. But callers, do not hang up. We're going to tap in. We got to go OT. You already know the motto. Fuck it up. We in overtime. So I got one last thing. You can go ahead and shout your social media out to the people one more time. Tell them how they can tap in with you if they're just now tuning in.
Instagram, Ketadon _, Twitter, Ketadon333, SoundCloud, Ketadon, Apple Music, Ketadon, Spotify, Ketadon. Don is a bitch. You know what it is.
Yeah, I already know what it is, and this young man is 16. But I got one more question for you, my boy. You know what this is right here?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You want to tell the people before you get out of here for a little bit, and I'll bring you back a little later on, you want to tell the people what the song is going to introduce that for them?
That little snippet he just played, that's You Mad. That's off my latest tape, No Love. That instrumental, that's a little Uzi instrumental, one of my favorite artists. You know, he the reason why, like, I really wanted to do this rap, because
yes, sir.
Uzi just...
Hey, yo. Y'all heard the young man flop. We on our tracks. If you already know what to do, run that up. Damn, run that for me. Y'all already know what it is. Better than C. Keep it down. We in the six. He only 16.
Had to leave that shit, man, fuck that bitch. If you see that bitch, tell her suck my dick. I'm from the blow and be real rich, man. That bitch gon' regret that
man,
shit.
Man, fuck that bitch, let's change the subject.
Man, fuck that bitch, I buy me a bitch.
Man, fuck that bitch, I'ma be real rich.
Man, fuck these bitches, I got my click.
Love ain't real, man, love is rage. I fucked on that bitch and I pull on her braids.
I fucked on that bitch and I pull on her braids.
I fuck on that bitch and I'm going insane.
Yo, love bitch, love to give me brains.
Got diamonds on my neck, them shits like rain.
Bitch, all I do is fucking rage.
Got so many demons, just bring out the sage.
I'ma be so geeked on that stage. I stay stacking money, but I still
get paid. Nigga, you can tell I'm Rockstar made. This bitch keep looking, she tryna get laid. Don't play my money, this shit ain't no game. Y'all niggas will do anything for some fame. My niggas will pull on your block and we pull out the chops and we squeeze on the trim, make it sing. 5SC, that be the game. If you ain't gang, then you can't hang. Look, nigga, you don't even bang. Stop tryna be something you ain't. She rollin', I'm pouring that drink. I'ma be geeked as fuck tonight. I'm dressin' all black, call me Dark Knight. I'm getting the cheese, but I ain't no mice. My diamonds, they shining just like a light. Got a bad bitch and that pussy tight. This block goes smoky like I'm cooking some rice. I only pour up with that Sprite.
Shout out to the youngest in charge, 16-year-old Phenom. Yo, he got 500 fucking songs. Bro, yo, wow, you doing a good job with him, yo. Just keep the foot on the pedal, and he got it, yo. Sky's the limit. That 16-year-old boy, yo. That's what we about here on Backwoods TV. Callers do not hang up. I got four more great guests for y'all. Callers do not hang up. I repeat, the people tapping in, we 7 days a week with it. Y'all may got to tap in and call 929-477-2425. We 7 days a week with it. To the artists, shout out to my boy Slot Guys are behind the 1-2s. I'm going to bring them out a little later on to the show. We're going to have them tap in with y'all a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and jump ahead to the next artist. Hey, yo, it's honestly an honor because I don't have artists, but this is my first artist under FCW. This is my little brother. He's talented, he's hungry, he's hardworking. I'm going to let him tell you where he's from and what he do. Caller, what's your name, what you doing, where you from?
What it do, man? I'm Trench Boy Global. I'm from Norton. I was born in Norton, New Jersey, but I'm global, so yeah, you know me. Get that understood.
Hey.
How about y'all?
Hey.
How y'all? What it do?
Trench Boys, what it do, man? What it do, man? We in the building, man. What it do? Stan.
You already. Y'all already know. This is my motherfucking artist, my young boy, my hitter he got next up. Yo, this is the infamous Trench Boy. Y'all heard him on the Rari on Back to Word Part 1. Y'all already know. I got some shit for y'all later. But, yo, first and foremost, little bro, God bless you for coming through the show and tapping in, yo. It's always a pleasure to, you know, be able to talk to my peoples and have them come on. Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. I'm in here, bro. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, bro. I'm out here grinding, bro. You know, I'm just moving. I'm trying to keep the foot on the gas, foot on throat, elbows on neck.
Foot on their neck. You know what I mean? Stunt. Oh, that was so
elbow. Macho man.
He's crazy. Now, I'm doing the same thing, though, just out here grinding every day. You know, new stuff in the works, too. Stan, I'm not going to say too much, but we working, though. You and me, all that. Stan, me and Simi got something coming soon. Get excited. Get excited, for sure. Definitely stay tuned to that. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The streets beware. Streets beware. You and me. Streets be
real. Talk your shit, young boys. Listen, if you see me, you're going to see him, yo. This is a family show, yo. You know my little brother had to come eat. That's just how I go. But Trench Boy welcome to the show, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you a little bit about how the show ran, give you a chance to get updated. Then we're going to go ahead and jump straight into your shit. I got three incredible artists after you. I had a 16-year-old Phenom right before you, yo, like, you know, tap in with him, little bro. He definitely is a good soul, and he definitely needs the mentoring and, you know, that extra push and kind of that guiding light, and we all take a village to raise a child. You know what I mean? That's the saying. Well, fuck it, we bring that here. So, I mean, I'm going to have you tap in and plug in with him a little later. But first, I usually ask you four questions, depending on the time span. And we're going to keep it to three because I got a couple artists after you. So three questions. I give you a chance first before your questions to shout the social media out. Then I ask you your questions. Then I go ahead and give you a chance to shout the social media again. And then I go ahead and air it out with your song. So we're going to go ahead and jump into it. Hey, yo, Stretch Boy. Now, I've heard you personally. I've personally heard you. And the only other youngin' I heard dope as you is the young boy in my camp, Mouth. Y'all around the same age. Yo, what made you start rapping? And when you first did your first 16, what made you say, all right, man, fuck it, this is what it is. I'm about to go act the fool on these niggas real quick.
Well, it's a long story, man. Y'all got time? It could be
yes,
a long
sir.
Story.
Yes, sir. All
right, let's get into it, man. We used to always mess around at the lunch tables, you know what I mean? Everybody at the lunch table will let you know what you're saying, hot or not. You're going to know what you're saying. Good. You know I mean? Like, it always started there. I was having fun at first. It wasn't really taken serious. I mean, it was taken serious. I would write on my own time, but I wouldn't come outside with it. Everything would be in the cut for real. Nobody know I'm even writing for real. So then eventually, first time on the mic was in Washington, D.C., Northwest. Where was it? It was under the little balcony joint. We had the mic connected to the gate. You know what I mean? It was really like that. That's where it all started, though. Ever since, though, I just was listening to tracks, like the tracks that we record, and I record personally back to back, and I was just listening to it. You know what I mean? And just figure out where I gotta tighten up the screws at, and I'm blessed. You know what I mean? I'm blessed. You know what I mean? I'm not boastful or anything, but like I feel as though I do a damn good job. You know what I mean? I do a pretty good job. You know what I mean? A
damn
very good
straight.
Job.
Damn
you know
straight. And I back
new,
you. I back
new,
you 100 new, on that. Absolutely. Talk
damn.
This shit, and that's what it's about, yo. Like, it's about keeping that hunger and passion, and that's what it naturally made
gosh,
me
damn.
Start rocking with you, is I seen you was hungry, and my mom always told me you never leave nobody hungry, especially if you got the tools to feed them. So, it's what it is, and, you know, I'm glad you absorbed what we used to talk about and took that in and started acting the fuck up. My second question for you, yo, what was the feeling when you jumped in the studio to do Rory? Like, I already know it was different. Like, when I jumped in the studio, I felt kind of nervous, and I'm like, this is a whole different ball game outside my range, but I'm about to get ahead and go for it.
What made me jump on? Like, wait, may you ask that question one more time? Because the last question you just asked me threw me off. You said, what made you jump on? What made me jump on the track?
What made you jump on that song? Absolutely. And what was the feelings going into that session,
bro? It was mandatory for me to get on that track, bro. I couldn't know, like, bro, I was right there when you was performing it in person, bro. Like, I got the live performance before anybody, you and me. That thing was too crispy. Boy belonged on that track, bro. We can't even art this.
Word,
it's not up, not up for debate at all. Stan, the collab was what it was needed, indeed. You and me. I'm not even about to hold. Stan, that was mandatory. I love Rari though. Yeah, we gotta do the vid. We gotta go crazy. I like 2 Ferraris, maybe, and I ain't gonna say too much. Like, we gotta go crazy though, for real. Nah, the energy on that. When I entered the booth though, I already know, because the beat is telling you how to come. If you really listening to the beat gonna tell you how to come. So like, mind you, you know, I write the way I write. I just said that shit out loud and came with, I let you hit me, you know what I mean? You going to hit me on that motherfucker. Run up on me,
yo,
and you red like
whoa,
a bird. You know what I mean? Fly. You going to hit me on that shit. Stan.
Little bro ran that shit, yo. He track starred that beat, like, yo, I'm going to have that. That's definitely in the playlist tonight. I might close out with it, yo. That's definitely. Hey, yo, before, you know what, let's skip the second question. And just jump into a third question and then your song. But I want to do something. Yo, you want to go ahead and spit something live?
You said what?
You want to go ahead and get the people something live off the top? I already know how you is with
it. I got y'all. Y'all want something live here? Hold on. Y'all ready? You ready, though? Oh, I got on the zip. I'm just like hot.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready? Okay. T TBT, baby, you know what it do. Baby, no talkie, blow me like a flute. Knock them down like Jenga, make them regroup. I won't wipe your nose, I'd rather give you soup. Twomboys, we some pirates, came for the loot. FNAG, the family, no recruit. You was my bro, well, I thought so, so oof. But let's play truth for dead force, you'll never choose truth. Trench boy, global in this bitch, all I do. Stick on me, her pussy, wet swimming pool. You say you want smoke, I got this, I got jewels. I'm not about to build her, but I stay with her too. You know what I mean? All that little something slight.
Yo, bro, me body and shit. Yo, you need to jump on. I'm going to present you with an opportunity. We about opportunities on this show, yo. It's a great bar show coming July 18th on Sunday on the same station. $400 for the nigga with the best bar. $400 cash for the nigga with the best bar.
Easy
so that's
money.
Something I want to present to you as an opportunity because you still go off like nobody took the battery out. So, I mean, it's an opportunity on the table for you. Yes, sir. We're going to go ahead and jump into your last question, yo. I'm going to bring you, you're definitely coming back for the Youngins Takeover that I would talk to, that I talked to Keita Don about. You're definitely coming back for the Youngins Takeover. No fucking questions asked. You're going to be representing me on my behalf. This is a new generation, and we about to show that they not all mumble rappers, yo. They all can rap, yo. These little niggas is coming up, so we here to present that opportunity to everybody. But my third and final question to you is pretty much the same I had to Keita Don to end off this segment, and that was, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years as far as your career, and what do you hope to accomplish?
If it's in his will, I see myself up. See myself up as well. 5 years, keep working every day. How I'm doing, you know. Rest when needed, of course. Don't kill yourself, but mandatory is mandatory to work. Mandatory to work. And you know, I felt like firstborn into the world not too long ago. So
congratulations on that.
You and me, more to come. Uh oh. Yeah, for real though. The guy go crazy though. For real. Snap. They might not let me in the door, though.
Go ahead.
You hear me?
What you say?
They might not let me in the door. I might have to kick in that shit. You hear me?
We raiding shit, nigga. We kick the door. Nigga, that's how we do.
We all in. Let's go.
Hey, yo. You want to go ahead and tell the people how they can tap in with your music and tapping with the links and everything you got going on?
Yeah, for sure. Look, I ain't really dropped nothing recently, nothing new recently. I'm working. But if you on social media, my Instagram would be TrenchBoyBaby. TrenchBoyBaby. You know what I mean? TrenchBoyBaby. You know what I mean? Stop.
Yes, sir. Callers, do not hang up. I still got three more talented artists for y'all. Callers, do not hang up. Stay tapped in. We're going to try and get to some of these calls. Let me run through my artists and my guests. Number one, two, yo, Trent, yo, I'm proud of you, little bro. I'm proud of the man you become. You know, the progress you made, the whether mental or just good steps in the world as far as getting yourself better as a person. I'm proud of you, and I've always held a high standard for you, and you're definitely not letting me down, little bro. So I'm proud of you, and you keep being a father to that beautiful daughter, and you keep holding shit down. You got next, my boy. That's my word.
Nah, we got next.
And I got one last question for you before we get out of here. You know what this is right here?
What?
Did it day, I did it every day in me. This thing in me, man. Make sure you should share that back. Make sure you should share that motherfucking back.
Working every day, I gotta get paid. I just brought a chain.
Yeah, I know what that is,
man. Oh, nigga, you know how I feel about this song, my nigga. You know how I feel about this song.
That's my jam right there, bro.
Hey, yo. He said he heard me writing my Rory song. I heard that nigga working on this firsthand in my face. Yo, Trench Boy, we about to spin this bitch until the records break. Hey, yo, go ahead and get your song.
You said what, bro?
Go ahead and introduce your song. We about to break this bitch to the records break.
Baby K. Name of the song, Baby K. It ain't out.
Every day I gotta get paid, nigga.
Live the day, I did it every day, Emmy. This thing, Emmy. Make sure you should say that, man. Motherfucking bag.
Working every day, I gotta get paid. I just brought a chain cause I work like a slave. Don't spend it all, young nigga, please save. Some way baby coming, hop on this wave. Keep doing you, they not gonna fight the hate. Circle small, niggas be two-faced. I recognize that face. You better not get in my way. My baby is G, her name start with a K. Don't run up on me, I won't hesitate to spray. Beautiful uniform, don't show up late. This is my plan, it's the Miami 8. When I bring out the Drake, start singing like Drake. Yeah, you want smoke, come and get you a vape. Mario Kart, call them slipping bananas. No need for a car, walk them down in pajamas. Life on the line, go all out for them commas. I came in with Triggy, don't tolerate drama. President Hunnids, I feel like Obama. I got hoes calling, I'm balling Obama. I got the drip, I hope you like Fiji. I be so high in the sky, couldn't see me when I was down bad. You didn't need me, hop in the foreign, Gonzalez, I'm speedy. If I tell you I love you, would you believe me? Don't trust these women, cause they be deceiving. Don't disrespect me, you know you like breathing. Hush, God bless you when that chopper start sneezing. I'm from the zoo, I'm wild for a reason. In love with the green, but no, I'm not vegan. This my universe, but no, I'm not Steven. In the booth with a ruler, I be teaching. At the club, you can't get in, so you peeking. If you try to sneak in, that's more than a beating. Bad little nigga, always in detention. Despicable me, hit a leg with no minions. I wear the army tricks, no, I'm not Benton. Cortana, do you mean virtual assistant? Check clear, time to fly up like a pigeon. First place, hands up, run through the record. Working every day, I gotta get paid. I just brought a chain cause I work like a slave. Don't spend it all, young nigga, please save. Some way baby coming, hop on this wave. Keep doing you, they not gonna fight the hate. Circle small, niggas be two-faced. I recognize that face. You better not get in my way. My baby is G, her name start with a K. Don't run up on me, I won't hesitate to spray. Beautiful uniform, don't show up late. This is my plan, it's the Miami 8. When I bring out the Drake, start singing like Drake. Say you want smoke, come and get you a vape. Mario Kart, call them slipping bananas. No need for a car, walk them down in pajamas. Trent boys, we very historical. Three musketeers, no Ed, Ed, and Eddie. I want more bread than a PB and jelly. If it ain't about fatty, do not call my celly. Pulling this big ass machine gun, my auntie named Kelly. Murder on my mind, but no, I'm not Melly. I'm CBT, this Lizzie gon' sting your little ass like a bee. Rock a baby, put your bitch ass to sleep. Give me a challenge, this beat, kill it. Run it up fast, hurry. Pull up and shoot, slash, hurry. Hola mama, see that my bitch a keeper. Bitch is trying to spill her face, she was creepers. Ice around my neck, it's cold, turn to eat her. BBs do rock it, little bitch, I'm Caesar. One different dude, different, change the procedure. There's no need to follow when you the leader. Everybody got practice, even a preacher. Fucking up the court, you watch from the bleachers. I'm just trying to smack down over Batista. These are brand new, please don't step on my sneakers. Give me Trench Boy Neutron, I'm finna blast off. I thought karma was a bitch. Till I make a road, a bitch, I'm keeping my mask working off. Working every day, I gotta get paid. I just brought a chain cause I work like a slave. Don't spend it all, young nigga, please save. Some way baby coming, hop on this wave. Keep doing you, they not gonna stop the hate. Circle small, niggas be two-faced. I recognize that face. You better not get in my way. My baby is G, her name start with a K. Don't run up on me, I won't hesitate to spray. Beautiful uniform, don't show up late. This is my plan, it's the Miami 8. When I bring out the Drake, start singing like Drake. Say you want smoke, come and get you a vape. Mario Kart, call them slipping bananas. No need for a car, walk them down in pajamas.
Yeah. Backwards TV, you already know the fucking vibe. Home of the independent artists. Home of the independent black business owners. Y'all already know what the fuck we do here. We about the vibes and promotion. Yo, shout out to my artist, Trench Boy. Yo, my young boy got next. I keep sitting the cut for y'all. I don't talk about anything. But yeah, that's my artist. He definitely got next, and he definitely talented as a motherfucker, yo. So, with that said, you know, I'm you know, go ahead and jump into a call real quick. We're going to go ahead and jump into a call, and then I'm going to get to my next guest straight after, and we're going to keep this party going. Callers, do not hang up. My three guests, do not hang up. Y'all got next. That's my word. Caller, where you from? What you doing? What's your name?
What's going on with you, my brother? Send me, man, King Tush. Money is in the building. BKA, AKA, Mr. Seattle.
Yes, sir.
What's poppin'?
What's going on, West Coast King? How you doing, my guy?
Just chilling, man. Lay back and enjoying your show, man. Very unique, very informative.
Yes,
and, yeah, man, salute to all the artists that called in, man, and is doing their thing, man. More power. We support you over here at For the Record Radio.
Yes, sir. King Kush Money, I got the callers. I had three more guests on the line. You want to go ahead and tell the people what you do so you can go ahead and have them tap in with what you got going on?
Yes, sir, man. Every Wednesday night right here on For the Record Radio, I have my own show titled The Control Room, where you guys can call in and control the last 15 minutes of the show. You know, we have a lot of fun playing up with dope independent artists globally from all over the world. All you got to do is call in, you know what I'm saying, 929-477-2425. That would be the number that you would need to call if you're trying to control the last 15 minutes of the show. You can promote your show. You can promote yourself, promote whatever you got going on. Just, you know, come do it because there's a lot of people who's listening. We are independent artists, and we on the ride. So let's get it, King Tush Money. Yo, you already know. Shout out to my guy, Simi, Fly
yes,
Dollar, Haiti the Great, the whole team.
Yes, sir. You already know the vibes, my guys. And just to let the callers know, I started on Kush Money Show. So shout out to my boy Kush Money.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I definitely started on his show. So it's an honor to be able to work beside the person that gave me the opportunity to get my music heard. So that's much love and respect to you. Yo, Kush, I thank you for calling in.
Shout out to Relly Rock.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Relly Rock who set the whole engagement up. And, you know, much power to what he got going on. I'm going to have him on the upcoming show when he ain't in his 50 million worlds of doing 20,000 things. So
right.
His man, he's going to go ahead and get to him later down the line. But, you know, stay tapped in. Stay tapped in, Kush.
Yes,
I got some great artists.
Man.
And I'm definitely going to bring you back on at the end of the show with my boy Flock Geyser. So we can all, you know, talk to the people one last time about what we all got going on and also what we got coming in the future as far as us as a whole. So I'm going to bring you back on. With that said, I'm going to go ahead and take my next guest. Yo, shout out to my next motherfucking guest, yo. And that's, you need that motherfucking, my boy said, yo, you need an anthem for your show? Oh, I got you. So with that said, yo, it's an honor to bring on my next guest. We keep it in the family here. This is my manager's family, which is my family now. So with that said, yo, call it where you from, what you do, and state your name.
Yo, first of all, where I'm from New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? The Garden State, the best state in the world. That's what they're saying now. My name is Tali Montana,
yes,
T-A-L-E-E Montana. Right now, smoking, facing the backwoods, just like the song says, Backwood TV. I hope y'all tuned in, got something nice rolled up. I'll be smoking on that bullshit while I'm wearing.
Yes, sir, my nigga. Yo, God bless you once again for coming on the show. And secondly, yo, God bless you for tossing me that anthem for the, yo, that's the fucking anthem. And that's what niggas going to know this show by now. So if you wasn't catching at the beginning
bless.
Of the show, this brother man gave me the anthem for my show, and it's much blessings to him. And shout out to Chef Nate Twan, who set this whole arrangement up. So shout out to Nate. You know, we working, bro. We keep it in the family.
Shout
bro.
Out Nate.
Welcome
shout out
Hip Hop
Bistro. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Hip Hop Bistro. Shout out Nate. You know what I mean? They got shit shaking in Charlotte. Y'all need to tap in.
Yes, sir. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We definitely shaking shit up here. It's all earthquake down this bitch. And that's what we finna do. We gonna keep it going like that.
Shit up
so, absolutely. If you ain't, I know you've been tapped into this show. I hope you're enjoying the show. This the vibe every week. No, nothing
man,
less.
Man, this shit a vibe. I'm fucking with it. I'm gonna be tapped in every week. I'm gonna let y'all know that.
Absolutely. And that's what we do here. We make more family. I don't say we do fans. There ain't no such thing as fans. We do family here. So we got another man added to the family. Much love and respect. I know you've been tuned in, but it's still mandatory. I tap in with my guests and let them know how the show is ran, a little bit about how the show is done. Pretty much, I give you a chance to shout your social media out before we start the interview. I ask you three questions. I go ahead and give you a chance to shout your social media out again and kill it, and we end it with one of your fire bangers. That cool with you?
Hey, let's get it, man. I want the best questions you can come with. I came here with all the smoke.
Hey, man, I'm the whole Vic machine, so you in the right place for that one. Go ahead and tell the people how they can tap in with what you got going on, your social medias and what platforms you're on.
Yo, if y'all want to tap in, if y'all want to tune in, it's mandatory. Start off with the Instagram. Instagram, Tali.Montana. That's TALEE.Montana. You know what I'm saying? And we also got our own black-owned cannabis industry, cannabis brand. We had to get our feet in the industry. That's Bando Boys 93 Gas. At Bando Boys 93 Gas. Y'all got to tap in with them, too. You know we doing shit crazy. I'm telling you. Tali Montana, that's the Instagram. On all social platforms, Twitter, Tali Montana, one word. Everything. We got the YouTube, Tali Montana, two words, T-A-L-E-E, Montana. New video just dropped yesterday called Pop Out. Already Rich Tape out now. It's on Apple Music,
yes,
Spotify. Motherfucking shit might be on LimeWire. I don't even know. It's everywhere.
Hey, yo, I ain't heard nobody say LimeWire. Hey, yo, I just choked on my butt.
Yeah, I'm a real
crazy.
I'm a real young OG, you feel me?
Sir, bro, yo, like I said, yo, I already think it's going to be a fun interview right here. You'll go ahead and jump into your first question. Hey, yo, I know you the next. I know some dope youngins, and it's kind of a question similar to my artist Tennis Boy that I asked him. With such a competitive nature as far as what's going on with the music and so with so many young artists coming out, you know, Lil Baby, the Baby, all these young artists, what makes you think you unique and what makes you stand out above most of the unsigned artists to the point where you're like, man, fuck that. Y'all going to have to listen.
Yo, I'm going to keep it 100, and I say this to my man every single day. We be in the car listening to Baby. We be listening to Thug. We be listening to Wop, listening to all the greats. I be listening, you know what I'm saying? Some of my favorite artists, and I think, I'm like, yo, I'm better than this nigga. It's because, you know what I mean, a lot of them, they do what they do. I can do all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm real versatile. If you listen to the tape, I bet you you're not going to hear too many songs that sound alike. So what
absolutely
I do, you know what
not.
I mean? I come crazy from every direction. And it's just like how you want it. I'm going to give it to you that way. Pause.
Talk your shit. Talk your shit.
That's
what I love about the show. We talk, yo, that's what I love about the show, yo. We talk our shit, and I give every artist a chance to talk. Yo, ain't nothing off the books.
Shit ain't off the books. This shit ain't scripted. Already Rich the mixtape out now.
So my second question to you is your song, The Life. What made you write that, and what is it about so that the people understand a little bit more about that song?
The Life. I'm going to let you know, I wrote half of that at the crib, a little bit in the airport, a little bit in Miami on the yacht. Like, I just wanted to let people know, like, yo, like, I'm not a cocky dude, but I'm just trying to let people know, like, this is really what we're doing. This is how we're living. The video is actually about to be out next week. If you want to see the video, you want to see how we're living, The Life, the video coming out, you know what I mean? And I just wanted to give, you know what I mean, people a little bit of the sauce. Let them know what's going on. Let them tap in. You got to really show people what it is, you know what I mean? I could talk my shit on the track and you're going to feel it, but I really want you to see what's going on with me, see what type of time I'm on.
And that's what it is. Like, yo, honestly,
but
I'm on
the
same type of shit when I go on the street. I put a song out, like, when I'm on my time, yo, I'll be on some bullshit. I ain't even gonna cap you. Like, I get on my bullshit, but it's not the bad bullshit. That just means when you listen to it, you're going, by golly, this nigga is not playing. Like, he's really on some bullshit. And that's,
don't play
that's, yo, I heard that throughout your whole the whole album. The album I heard that Nate has, yo, we rolled to the studio, listen to that shit. The studio was like 30 minutes away. Nigga, he put that shit on. I was like, yo, who this? He He told me who you was and what was going on. I said, oh, Nate, I wanted to bring him to the show, bro.
Let's get it, man. I'm honored to be on the show, for real. Backwoods
hey,
TV,
ain't gonna
I, got
be a first.
I got a sweet aromatic rolled up right now.
Likewise, I'm smoking on it right now. We on the same type of time, so that's what it do. My last question for you, brother, man, would be honestly, yo, if you could work with anybody in the industry at the moment or you have, like, an influence that kind of helps you get to where you at, who would that be and why would you work with them?
Ooh, that's a tough question, yo. That really is.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming with one for you, bro.
That's a tough question. But honestly, like, I'm going to say this, man, because, one, I know it's going to be a hit banger. Two, it's one of my favorite artists. I love to do projects on top of projects with him. And three, he's just a GOAT. So I'm going to have to say Thug. Young Thug, we're going to turn it up.
You know, with Young Thug, when I first heard him, I didn't like him. I'm going to be honest. I didn't like
Nobody
Young Thug.
Nobody did.
But as he grew up and he stopped making them funny-ass voices, and he kind of just naturally adopted his own sound and kind of, yo, Young Thug, I can't even cap you. The shit he's been putting out, minus one song I heard on the radio, is actually dope. And he changed his style up a lot. So, and anything Thugger touch, honestly, is a hit. Keep it a buck 50. Anything he touches is a hit. So, you know, with that said, I honestly don't think that's a bad choice.
Him or Wiz Khalifa. Him or Wiz Khalifa.
Absolutely, yo. For me, I'm going to have to say, honestly, Fabulous or my boy Jada. Fabulous is personally one of my favorites. Was that?
No, keep going. I'm listening. You said that's one of your favorites?
Yeah, that's basically, you know, them my two influences. Of course, Nas, but I don't feel Nas type of style of music. I just listen to it for inspiration. But as far as my own style, I see myself more as a Fabulous metaphor punchliner, and that's pretty much what helped me to adapt
my
style and get comfortable with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you coming with the punches and the hooks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm coming to take heads off in the ring. Absolutely.
And the haymakers.
That's all shit. So, you know, like, I want to go ahead and give you a chance to, you know, I want to invite you back to the event I'm going to throw in a couple of weeks. It's basically Youngins in Charge. Has some of the illest artists under the age of 30. I said 27, but now that's broadening and stretching it. So we're going to go further. I'm going to have some of the greatest artists, 29 and under, and I'm going to bring everybody to the show, and I'm going to have everybody act up. We're going to run a two-hour session for it. So
hey,
I want to
get it,
and exchange you the opportunity. You know, your segment will be a lot longer, but also, too, I'm going to give y'all artists a chance to interact with each other. I'll connect y'all on calls and let y'all chop it up with each other. And that's what we're going to be doing in a couple of weeks. So I want to extend the opportunity. I'm going to have both my boys from For the Record Radio in the building, Kush Money that came on earlier, and also Flock Guy. It's going to be a legendary show. We want to pay homage to the young boys that's going ape shit. And I want to extend a hand to you and invite you to that event. Is that something you're looking forward to?
Man, not only am I looking forward to it, I appreciate you for extending a hand and inviting me.
Absolutely, bro. I just look at it.
That's a blessing.
You know, work
I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on the show tonight.
Absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and let me go ahead and ask you one more question before we get out of here.
Come on, let me get another one.
Hey, yo, matter of fact, hey, you know what this is right here?
That's what we call it, Zaza. I make the work disappear, ta-da. My bitch is Chanel, but I'm rocking Prada. Light-skinned queen, she look like Lala. Sipping on lean right out of the baba. Having it racks and you having nada. All in my ear, that shit sound like blah, 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 blah. Cover in that trap, go fa-fa.
Hey, that sound familiar, man. That's the, that sound familiar. That's that Tali Montana Zaza.
Yes, sir. Talk your shit, my nigga.
Hit.
This is my shit.
That's
yes, sir.
Hit.
Yo, thank you for
Zaza
tapping in with the show, bro. I appreciate you coming through. Shout out to your whole fam, your whole camp. Shout out to Chef Natron for setting this up. Yo, little bro, you got next. We about to plug some shit for you. So we're going to go ahead and let Flock spin that shit. Yo, talk your shit, Flock. Zaza.
You already know what it is. This shit Flock guys are approved, you heard?
Yeah, so we call it Zaza. I make the work disappear. Ta-da. My bitch is Chanel, but I'm rockin' Prada. Light skin queen, she look like Lala. Sippin' on lean right out of the bottle. Having an erection, you having nada. All in my ear, that shit sound like blah, 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 blah. Cover in that trap, go fa-fa. Rollin' up gas, so we call it Zaza. I make the work disappear. Ta-da. My bitch is Chanel, but I'm rockin' Prada. Light skin queen, she look like Lala. Sippin' on lean right out of the bottle. Having an erection, you having nada. All in my ear, that shit sound like blah, 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 blah. Cover that trap, I go five. My skits is clean, made ones is straight. I'm a real nigga, I cannot be fake. I cannot take that little thought on a date. Sending me messages saying she's late. Man, this little bitch must be crazy. Thinking she really finna have my baby. I put on a condom just to protect me. Yeah, she bougie, yeah, she safe. But she selfish, yeah, she freaky. I cannot trust that bitch, she is too sneak. Remember that last time I left her alone. I called that bitch trying to go through my phone. Top rule, rolling up murder ink. I do not give a fuck about what you think. Your bitch trying to hit me for that sticky link. Smoking on Zaza, this shit really stink. I was walking gushes right out of pain. Let's keep it real, let's keep it a stat. White runs up in all of my blunts. I'm rolling Zaza whenever I want. I'm with the steppers, they ready to step. You niggas smoking on death. I'm finna flex like I'm doing rest. All of this wedding cake hurting my chest. I might pull up, let me know what you want. But I'ma only tell you this shit once. Cash up front, don't do the front. Decking you pass me that motherfucking blunt. She wanna shake ass like a seizure. Good dick, room, Chris, all I feed her. I had to charge a little boy for a feature. Pull up in charges, we pull up a demon. I just been sipping cold deep for no reason. I just been sipping cold deep for no reason. I got the song. Yeah, I'm having season. Ice on my wrist, you know this shit freezing. I just been sipping cold deep for no reason. I just been sipping cold deep for no reason. I just been sipping cold deep for no. Hold on, there, hold up. Rolling up gas, what we call it Zaza. I make the word disappear, ta-da. My bitch is Chanel, but I'm rockin' Prada. Light skin queen, she look like Lala. Sippin' on lean right out of the baba. Having an erection, you having nada. All in my ear, that shit sound like blah, 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 blah. Cover in that trap, I go fa-fa. Rolling up gas, what we call it Zaza. I make the word disappear, ta-da. My bitch is Chanel, but I'm rockin' Prada. Light skin queen, she look like Lala. Sippin' on lean right out of the baba. Having an erection, you having nada. All in my ear, that shit sound like blah, 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 blah. Cover in that trap, I go fa-fa.
Hey. I got a lot on my mind.
What?
I can't be wasting my time. Fucking with bitches that she ain't a dime. She tryna give me that ass. I fuck on that bitch, now I go get the cash. Young fly nigga smoking no gas. Hell yeah, motherfucking no cap.
Okay.
I don't even rap. I just be making them motherfucking beats. Tally came in with that motherfucking heat. I had to turn to a motherfucking freak. Jump on the track and I turn to a beat. Smoking no gas every fucking week. Smoking no Zaza every fucking day. Hell yeah, nigga, we do not play. Fuck with me and you finna get sprayed. Got some niggas down south that don't play. They gon' take a trip up from the A, come through and shoot the West in the face, nigga. I'm really not capping, we really be having that smoke. My nigga Tali might serve you a pee, but you cannot come if you broke.
Rolling up gas, what we call it Zaza. I make the word disappear, ta-da. My bitch is Chanel, but I'm rockin' Prada. Light skin queen, she look like Lala. Sippin' on lean right out of the baba. Having an erection, you having nada. All in my ear, that shit sound like blah, 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 blah. Cover in that trap, I go fa-fa. Rolling up gas, what we call it Zaza. I make the word disappear, ta-da. My bitch is Chanel, but I'm rockin' Prada. Light skin queen, she look like Lala. Sippin' on lean right out of the baba. Having an erection, you having nada. All in my ear, that shit sound like blah, 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 blah. Cover in that trap, I go fa-fa.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all already know the fucking vibe, yo. This has been a good show, yo. Word is bond, yo. This has been a fucking amazing show. Shout out to the callers. Callers, hold the line. Please hold the line. I got two more talented artists for y'all to tap in with, yo. We're going to go ahead and jump straight into this next guest. But before we do that, I want to take the time to shout out my Weed Nigga family. Yo, y'all niggas is my people. I got nothing but love for y'all. Y'all definitely got my best interest. And y'all been looking me out, so I want to take the time to say I appreciate everybody from the people that actually on the job in the business to the people that actually just be behind the scenes supporting. It's all love, and it's much appreciated, and I do this shit for y'all. So we going to keep this shit jumping. Y'all already know the fucking vibe. Backwoods TV every Thursday. Callers, y'all can tap in 7 days a week, 929-477-2425. We in this bitch. Now, I'm going to go ahead and jump into my next guest. Yo, what can I say about my next guest? Cartoon designer, shoots videos, starts engineering, makes beats, raps, produces. Yo, like, nigga, the resume on this young man is extensive, and it's a personal favorite person of mine. He's been my engineer over the last 10 years plus. We have countless over 400 songs together. This is my right hand man. So with that said, I'm gonna let the caller tell you what his name is and what he do. Caller, what your name is and what you do?
You know, what up? It's your boy Terrence James, and I'm everything. You know what I'm saying? Rapper, producer, engineer, like he said, cartoonist, overall businessman, tap out.
Yes, sir. Yo, bro, welcome to the show, yo. It's an honor to have you on the show, yo. Who did you talk
to,
yo, 10 years ago? We be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It was funny. I was in college doing my thing, you know, studying how to be a great engineer, and you was just sneaking on the campus just rapping.
Yeah, man. That was crazy, bro. I ended up meeting, yo, funny story, before I jump into a funny story with the callers, yo, I met him when I was in L.A. He's from New York. I'm from Jersey. What's the chances of meeting a nigga across the bridge from you in a whole different coast? Yo, we did one song together and probably went on the street like 10-plus years, 6 years, to where we had more songs than some labels together with like 20 artists. That's no cap,
mm-hmm.
No bullshit. You know, TJ,
no
before
care.
We go ahead and get into this, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the show. It's a mandatory that I tap in with the artist. Let them know how I do it, how the show ran. It won't be your first time on the show, so you probably won't have to hear this second time. You just want to jump into it. I basically go ahead and give you a chance to shout the social media out, tell the people where they can find you, what you got going on, tapping in, and everything you got going on. Then I go ahead and ask you three questions, and I go ahead and give you a chance to end with your social media so the people can tune in, and once again, if they didn't catch it, they go ahead and tap in with you, and then I go ahead and drop one of them bombs. Now, before I jump into your question, hey, I've seen the shit you sent me earlier. I ain't heard one of them songs in years, and you already know which one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So you sitting on it, huh? We going overtime, yo. Before we jump this off, we going overtime. Y'all know my motto, spark that shit. We overtime with this bitch. We not even out of here, yo. We extending this bitch. We 10:30 with it. We OT, my nigga, so. Yeah, I'm going to enjoy these last two hitters, yo, in their own way. So, TJ, first and foremost, go ahead and tell the people where they can tap in with you and what you got going on.
You can tap with me on my Instagram, Terrence_James, TERRANCE _ James. You know, follow me there. My label, Tap House, TAPP _ House. You know, you can check out my cartoons, man. Same thing, Tap House Animation. You can check that out, you know. I'm just a guy just trying to get his music out there every way possible, you know. Like I said, businessman. And what I got going on for me, hey, I'm just expanding, you know. Like, you can't stick in the same place over and over. You got to expand, and that's what I'm working on, you know. Trying to bring my business to a facility, you feel me? And I'll be in L.A., Long Beach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yo, and there's always been a mutual respect. We may bicker, we may argue like brothers, but the mutual respect is there. This man has been focused since I've met him. No cap.
Mm-hmm.
He is honestly probably one of the hardest working people I've known personally, because everything with him is work, 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 and it kind of molded me into the image of being a workaholic myself and wanting everything at a perfection standpoint. So shout out to Bobo on that, because, yo, I no cap. And that's for the record here on Backwoods TDO. This young man is talented and he's hungry. So, you know, tap in with what he got going on. Make sure y'all follow his social medias and all that good shit. All right, bro, we're going to jump straight into your interview, yo. My question for you is, what can't you do, bro? You doing everything, my nigga. Like, no bullshit. Like, and I honestly mean that. Like, what is there anything that you looking to jump into? That's a better way I'm going to phrase it. Is there anything that you've been looking to jump into outside your box as of late?
I'm going to tell you the truth, man. It's trying to get shit to stick. You feel me? I could do a whole lot because I don't like to limit myself. Don't ever limit yourself. You can do anything. You know, who knew my boy Simi be hosting on the radio, man? Blog Talk Radio. Shout out, bro. But seriously, though, man, don't ever limit yourself. Like, if you have an idea or something, get it done. You know, get it done. Because don't wait on people. And that's the problem a lot of people tend to do is just wait on people. Oh, I gotta wait on this, I gotta wait on that. Do it yourself, man. I'm gonna do your stuff out there, bro. And out there, bro. And shit, like I said, I just want shit to stick. I will try things, you know. If it don't work out, it don't work out. At least I attempted to do it. You feel me?
Yes, sir. And that's real shit. And like my boy Flock Guys is telling me on the like that's the key thing to growing as a person and as an artist, and that's expanding. You know, like you said, who knew I would be doing, you know, radio? Like, this is definitely something I didn't see, you know, in the long term of me initially starting, like, me doing radio. But I can say, you know, it's been a hell of a ride, and I enjoyed it. And at least if I was to fail, like you said, I tried. I didn't say, nah, I can't do this because I'm used to rapping. So I respect you on that, and I definitely, like I said, great minds think alike on that nature. So, you know, respect to you on that question. You know, my second question to you is out of all the things that you mentioned that you're doing and you got going on, to which of those do you find yourself being more intrigued by, wanting to learn more and kind of attempting to do more or doing more of?
Well, the music part, that is my first love. You know, I got the rapping down. Producing, you know, I would like to get, like, I could produce like a motherfucker, but I want to get better, learn some more stuff. Behind the engineering, there's so much stuff you can learn. As you know, like I said, we've known each other for 10-plus years. And when you come back to the studio, I've always got something new. Always got something new. Oh, try this. Yo, let's take a look at this. Yo, there's always something that you can do, because the thing about things is, in the music world, something is always gonna be new. And I'm gonna tell you, I don't know if there was like an interview. I don't know if you've seen this T-Pain interview. He was talking about when he did the auto tune. And Usher told him that, like, damn, bro, you kind of killed music with that shit. Now everybody want to do auto-tune, you know? It's like something always developing. You just got to expand and evolve around it, you know? Even if you don't like it, make it all your own. You feel me?
Absolutely. And I could just add a little bit on to that by saying, even on Back to Work Part 2, Parents produced 3 songs on Back to Work Part 2. He recorded the whole album and mixed and mastered the whole album. And, you know, the three beats he gave me, they were so far out my range. But when I told him, nah, I don't think I'm going to be able to, he's like, yes, you can. He's like, yo, the key is learning to try shit. If it don't work, bro, I'll scrap this right now. If it don't work, it don't work. But try it. Yo. By him telling me that, I got 3 certified hits that all 3 of my managers today that they think is probably some of the dopest songs I did. So don't be scared to expand and try other shit. Like, just to elaborate on that, that's pretty much been me and his relationship as far as the music and businesses. You know, we went in different ways on certain things, but we share one common thing, and that's, if it's business to be learned, we willing to learn it. And that's pretty much what makes a successful person or artist or just anybody in general. So I agree with that statement completely. My last question to you, TJ, and this is a little personal one. This is a personal one right here for the people. Like I said, I got a 10-plus years friendship with him outside the music. So, you know, out of all the music we've done, all the songs we've done, give me your top five favorite collabs that we've done. It can be past, present, now. It don't matter.
Oh, shoot. All right. It's not going to be an order of, like, best to worst. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm just feel like the ones that, like, stood out the most to me, when we both challenged ourselves. The song, like, the collabos are, like, the most, Pound. Me and you, we did the song with the Drake song, Pound Cake with Jay-Z.
We did Pound Cake.
He told me to get on that song. I was like, nah, man, I ain't going to get it. He said, bro, get on a song. As soon as he like, I get on a song, fuck shit. That's an instant classic. You know? I cannot forget. oh, man. Shoot. What's the, My Darling Baby. That was the first song we ever did together. First song we ever did together, because that's the song we had, like, we fed off each other's energy, you know? And it's like, from that song, I know, oh, shoot, we could work together, man. We could get this shit popping, you know? Because we got enough songs in our arsenal together to put out, like, four huge albums, you know what I'm saying?
With, like, 20 songs on each.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another song, too, that I submitted today called Once Again. You know, it just shows, like, through the years how we got versatile. You know, we could really hit them snapping verses on, you know.
that shit was dope.
Yeah. That one right there, it just shows, like, our energy, you know. We together. Shit. If you guys heard Back to Work Part 2, you know where I'm going with this. You know the music video we shot?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yo, he put all hitters.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You put all hits on. Them are all my favorites, no cap.
Yep. Like I said, we have a whole lot. Like, you can't do... like a top five, man. This that when we get together on the track, it's like, wham. We got diamonds. There's a whole lot. You know,
I got you, brother, man.
It's so much, and I can't do it.
Barry White, we got a bunch of them. Barry White, fucking Song to Me.
That's the song that fucking Nicki Minaj
sounding beat that we did this long ass freestyle to. We got the, honestly, I ain't gonna say it. Yo, I got one last question for you, bro, because we're not even gonna do this.
Yeah. What that question is.
Fly Geyser. I don't think you know what it is. Hey, yo, Fly Geyser. Ask him, show him if he know this. Let him see if he know what this is.
Once again. Boy,
you know I had
it
in the
office. Mm-hmm.
You want to go ahead and introduce this, and yo, before you even introduce it, yo, bro, you my brother, my day one. I'm proud of anything you become. I'm proud to watch you accomplish everything that you have. I'm always rooting for you. You always got my number, my Facebook. We busy right now, but the love is still there, my guy. You still my day one. Don't ever forget that. I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce the song. God bless you.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. This is me, your boy Terrence James, and Semi signing off with the song Once Again, an instant classic, you know, for you rookies out there. Learn it.
Talk your shit.
Don't stop. One love, two. learn to stay in lane. Them tiny ass brains can't comprehend the words that I'm saying. Nigga, I ain't playing, this is grown folk music. Niggas got me on my 8 mile, I just lose it. Yeah, and I'm an arrogant ass, and my arrogance graduated my class. It's alumni season, you messing with the big dog. Big ballers leapfrog if you stay talking. I was on my shit since fucking pull up. Fucking with me, you get the hook up. I was robbing and mobbing, I was on my crook up. When you above it all, there's nowhere else you can look up. Where the mob too deep, get your ass shook up. Muscle for that arm and hammer, boy, get your cook up. Went from being hungry to stuffing dinners right up in my gut. Went from nothing to happen, women on my nuts. While everybody was out buying them new J's, your boy was stacking paper, making business with new banks. Before the legacy was ever wrote, the Squire boy spoke, motherfucker.
Hey, see we in this nigga, y'all finished nigga. With beef on, I'm in your mouth like a dentist nigga. I'm the teacher, you apprentice nigga. And I just took the track, you the witness nigga. So bear witness to the greatest, niggas hate it. It's all crap, bet you don't man try to weigh us. No time for the fight shit. I had my niggas come through and come turn off your light switch. That's trife shit, but it's priceless. Got the game in my hand like some vice grip. Niggas sweet like a dyke kiss. See me, y'all full of bull and I don't even like shit. When beef on, I get the ski mask and put a red spot on your neck like a heat rash. I'm with my dogs where the fleas at. And I don't buy a bitch nothing for Christmas except knee pads. On time of shit, I be steady bombing shit. President of my camp, I'm Obama, bitch.
Paul Mass with a commercial real quick. A quick word from Paul Mass.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Mass. I'm with Paul Mass TV. And if you want to have some, you know, get some exposure, if you're an independent artist, all you got to do is get in touch with me. All you need is a YouTube video and get a program called Zoom. And it's real simple to do, 5 minutes. 10 minutes at the most, so get in touch with me, and we'll make it happen.
Yes, sir. And we back on Backwoods TV. Shout out to Paul Mass TV. Y'all make sure y'all tap in. Hey, yo, you know I say the best for last, yo. Yo, I did some digging. I had to bring somebody that just turns out knew me at an earlier stage in my career. This shit crazy. You know we have crazy shit happening on my show. My last guest I'm going to bring on the show is one of the coolest, humblest niggas I know. He's hard working, and he's grind. So, Cole, what's your name, what you doing, state, where you from?
Yo, it's your boy Giff. I'm from New Jersey, and I'm everywhere with this music shit. Good, my boy.
You feel me, my nigga? Talk your shit, yo. Thank you and welcome to Backwoods TV. You know I had to say the OG for the end of it. I had to let you suck some of this talent and see what, you know what I mean, what the new generation has to offer. And yo, they got some good talent. And you know, I hope you enjoy tonight's show first and foremost.
Of course, bro. I'm tuned in, I'm locked in. I definitely appreciate and support niggas that's working and grinding to get it, not taking no shortcuts with this shit, and really doing it for the love of the music, you know what I'm saying? Not just no money shit. You know what I'm talking about? The money gonna come if love is. That's what I had to learn over the years of doing this shit. So I mean, I definitely appreciate the artists before me, and I'm so thin, I'm locked in. I'm gonna follow y'all Instagrams and all that shit, and we gonna make shit happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, yo. Y'all already know, New Jersey always got a gift for you, and it just so happened I brought the gift to the show. Y'all already know the fucking vibes and facts out this bitch. So, we got 16 left of this show. I had to let my boy lock in at the end, because I got questions for him. He has music. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and snippet one of his songs after two questions. I'm going to bring him back, ask him a final question, and then we're going to blow out this with one of the fire bangers he sent me. So this is, we're going to change the whole vibe at the end of the show. We're going to ask him two questions. We're going to give him his social media. We gonna let him play half a song, one of his songs. We gonna bring him right back in, and we gonna have him close the casket. And y'all know we good with funerals.
Facto.
So that's how we gonna rock tonight on this evening's episode of Backwards TV. So I'm gonna jump straight into it. My God, go ahead and shout the social media out to people on how they can tap in what you got going on.
I'm everywhere. NJ Gift, Gift NJ. NJ Gift on Facebook and GIFTNJ, Instagram, everywhere else, and Twitter, all that shit. I'm everywhere, bro. Like, it ain't a spot where I'm not at. You know what I'm saying? All the social media sites, all the motherfucking dating websites, my music up there, all that shit. I put my shit everywhere, bro. My shit on Tinder.
Yo,
I ain't
funny.
Looking for no pussy. I just want y'all to listen to the music.
Hey, yo, that's funny you just said that, yo, because I ain't even want to sit here and tag you. I thought I was on. Yo, I promote music on tag. Like, niggas using that shit to bag. Yo, I be straight music with it, yo. I was straight that, Skype.
Or, you gotta be, bro. They gotta know you serious,
yo,
about your shit everywhere. You know what I'm talking about? Like, yo, bro, ain't no shame in my game shit. If I can get some fans off of fucking OnlyFans or fans off of POF or fans off
my
of fucking whatever, nigga, I'm there.
Talk your shit. And
fact.
This is what I tell people, like, you can use so many tools out here you can use to be successful and get where you got to go. Like, I don't even, like, I turn Facebook, you, people use that to bag chicks. I turn that into, let me promote music on here. Like, it's like, yo, it's so many ways to get your media out there. It's just how hard are you hungry to go get that bitch? And
most of us got like I say us, because I'm included too. I was naive at one point, but we got the game fucked up with these social media sites. Really, we're supposed to be using these as tools to fucking advertise our business and what we're doing and generating income. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck sex. Like, it's cool. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But like, that's what we turned everything into, some sexual shit first instead of what we supposed to be focused on. And nah, that ain't the way, bro.
Absolutely. Hey, yo, so I got another gentleman that's a fan of your music, and he hosts another show during the week, two shows during the week. I'm going to bring him into this conversation. And like I said, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to let him ask you a question. We're going to jump into half of your song. We're going to bring you back, and we're going to ask the final question. And we're going to bang out of you with one of your candidates.
Before we go to that, man, let me shout out my little brother, Irina, bro. He just put out the mixtape 685, 908 Records. Bro is killing this drill shit out here, bro. Like, y'all tap in.
And he's coming to the show.
Listen. When I tell you the energy this boy brings with this drill shit, bro, like, the shit is unlike unparalleled with anything else. He got his own lane, and he's dope as fuck, bro.
Absolutely, yo. And I would love to have him on the show and have people hear what he has to offer. And, you know, I definitely want to hear it, yo, because you talked to me off the set of radio station about it. So I'm definitely intrigued. And I want to see what little bro up to. So I'm definitely going to tap in with him the next day or so. And we're going to try and make that happen because, like I said, I'm a fan of your music. Like I said, I've been listening to your shit all day at work. No cap. I just work off down the hallway. I'm a maintenance man, you know, in the old folks home. So I'm
looking
at
bro.
Me like I'm crazy. I'm out that bitch digging.
As you should.
Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to you. So, Clock Guys, are you tapped in, brother man?
You already know.
You're
always tapped in. Yo, NJ, what's the vibe, man?
You already know, man. Everything the vibe, man. Everything good. Everything good is the vibe, bro.
Yo, welcome to For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most, family. We do this 7 days a week, no days off. You know, semi-kicking ass every Thursday. You feel me? Definitely slide
That's
through, man.
That's a fact. I'm in tune with the whole movement. You know what I'm saying? We up with each other. It's time to go.
Let me get my question out the way. Let me get my question out the way. I've been wanting to ask this, man. Yo, what's that different like, man, in the studio? What was the energy like? Like, what was going on? What did it look like, man? I want to know. That shit is hard.
Which record? I sent three of them shits. Well, all of them. All the energy the same. The energy the same in every studio I go in. That's my fucking bullets and blessings.
Hold on. Don't make me go there. I just met you.
You gotta pull that. You gotta pull that back up, bro. The energy in it was crazy, man. And everything in my music is real. I don't fabricate shit. So. Bro, you heard what you heard, bro. The energy was it was kind of like a get back record, but you know what I'm saying? I made it for one specific purpose, like revenge, but you know what I'm saying? The people had to have fun with it too. So, I'm saying I just went fucking bananas on that shit.
Yeah, you sure did, man. I can't wait to spin it. Hey, yo, Semi, to say the word, you heard?
Hey, yo, go ahead and give him half of that, bro. And we going to bring him back to close out the casket. All
right. I got you right now.
Shout out my bro Chameleon. Yeah. Shout out my bro Chameleon. OMG shit. Yes. Let me get my shit. I don't complain. Stayed in my lane. Watch the ones all around me. Remember they used to clown me. Now I'm up like the cloud beat. Cool gray, call it cloudy. Four rings, blue Audi. Tripping back and forth to Maui. I'm a bad boy, Mike Lowry. Been past the come up stage on the route to back on your run up. It's big hat shit, big rat shit. I swim with my gun up. Now it's money calls. I take 50-50 and I let the team eat. But when that back end comes back in, it's my time to eat.
Give me mine.
Yo, I'm on the mean streak. I be steaming cheeks. Little thotties, they love me. Cause they know I'm on side. I'm on side. I don't hop in the opposite.
Pull up. We can't give them no more. We can't give them
hold
no more.
Up. Hold the fuck up.
That was
yo, what the fuck was that? Hey, yo, my nigga just...
That overtime work.
That's a fact, bro.
Yo,
that's the way it goes. Every single time. Every single time I'm coming like that. Crazy energy, crazy bars, crazy concepts. I'm just different, bro. Like, that's just how I got
it, man. Bro. Hey, yo, that shit, yo, I was out here really gigging like I was in front of the video. Like, I was posting up with the homies. Hey,
yeah,
yo,
bro. We ain't even shoot the video today yet. We shooting that in like a month because I released it on Future Legend and my videographer, I fuck with one dude who's solid, Dolo and shit. And he back in town, so, I mean, he gave us a 30-day window and we shooting that shit.
Absolutely, bro. Yo, that shit lit, bro. So my final question to you before I go ahead and give you a chance to shout to social media, I'll be going kill it out with this song, and then I'm going to bring it back with my boy, 80 the Great, to close out with some live bars. This is what we do here. So my last question to you, bro, is, yo, do you have any projects coming out? Because I'm looking forward to hearing this shit, because I've seen you making moves. But I really got to tap in when you sent me the music for the show. So, yo, I just want to know what's up. Like, when you got something coming, and can I get bids on that before that even drop? Like, nigga, I need parts of that.
Oh, that's a whole fact. I just dropped Future Legend. When I dropped that shit, I dropped that shit January 21st. Now Future Legend 2 dropping. Matter of fact, I think I'm gonna drop it mid August. I ain't even got no date. I want to get a couple videos out. But it's like 70% done. I'm always in the studio working, so that's the next project. I'm on so much shit, though. Like I shouted out my little homie Backslap. I'm on a bunch of projects, bro. A bunch of shit, bro. But right now, like, I'm focused on Future Legend 2 and my little bro Backslap, bro. Irina, bro.
You can add you to the list for the motherfucking EP
I already told you, bro. We lit, bro. You don't even gotta say nothing. Send them records.
Absolutely, bro. So, with that said, bro, I'm gonna give you a chance to shout the social media out, and then what's the foremost? I want to thank you for coming on the show, yo. I know you busy. I had to tap in a few times with you, but you definitely tapped back in with me this weekend. I was like, yo, I'm there, my nigga. And you definitely came through. So I want to bring you back. I want to set you up. So when you drop that album, that part two, I wanted to throw a personal release party for you, a listening party on Backwoods TV. And I want to get this shit out there. So,
oh, it's lit, bro.
Know.
I appreciate it, bro. It's lit.
Absolutely, bro. Like, you keep doing what you're doing. Like, it's respect to young dudes like me and to other artists watching, like, because it make us go hard for what we believe in. It make us, like, all right, we about to get to this. So, you know, I appreciate you for tapping in, and I'm definitely going, you know, work with you more in the future. And like I said, this is a 7-day radio station. You never know who listening, my guy. You just met one of the other hosts. So the another host is coming on to close off at the bar. So tap in Thursdays, bro. It's a lot of energy for you. Anytime you want to call in, spit some bars, that's all. We got, like I told you at the beginning of the show, another artist is a $400 prize coming up. To where people can battle for the best bars, bro. The best fucking bars. I can shoot you that info. I tell you now, it's going to be July 18th on coming up. But I definitely shoot you the flyer personally, yo. It's going to be lit. Go if you got bars, my nigga. I know you do. Go hold it down for Jersey.
Yo, whoever got bars, if you listening right now, $400 Cash App only, you heard?
That's mine.
Cash App only. Whoever want to come and get this money, everybody saying that, man. I can't wait.
Man,
July 18th.
Listen, that's my 400.
Talk your shit, AJ.
Talk your shit.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's straight from NJ, my nigga from New Jersey. Gift. We coming. I'm from Jersey, too. So who do you think I got my money behind?
We stand.
Say like that. Say like that, my guy.
No
for the listeners, who you think
no
I got my money
for
on?
The
for the record. Home. Put the house on the home team, you heard?
Yes, sir.
Fucking shit, Jersey.
Hey, yo. Shout out to my guy. Shout out to my fucking guy, New Jersey Gift, yo. He's definitely coming back to the station. Everybody that's listening, whether you for the record, if you are on for the record, you know, you are one of the other hosts, yo, tap in with my bro. He's lit, yo, and this is him daily. This is not an act. This is normal.
Hey, yo, follow me on Instagram, man. Follow me on Instagram. Whoever listening, follow me. Flock_Gaza, FLAK_GAZA.
Flock_Gaza.
Yes, sir. Yeah, right, so I want to go ahead and I usually close this out with a song. You know what? Let me get my boy Haiti on the line real quick, and we're going to close out with my man NJ Gift song. And I want to thank all the viewers and all the callers that called in. I thank y'all for tapping in once again with another episode of Backwoods TV, where we specialize in the independent artists, home of the independent business owners. Y'all know what the fuck we do here. We empower, we enlighten, we rhyme. And shout out to my motherfucking guy. Coming, tap in. The extension has been made for his album release party, a little listening party.
Oh, it's lit.
We got you, bro. We got you, my guy. Yo, NJ, matter of fact, you're going to change this up. Yo, you want to spit to these niggas? You want to give these niggas something live?
If you want
to talk. Absolutely, bro. Listen, yo, this your world, bro. Talk your shit.
I bet. Yo, I'm
going to
talk my shit. You know I got bars. Hey, yo, can I get a hand clap? You know your boy go the hardest. I'm feeling like ho, but I'm just getting started. You want the real rock? I'm assistant artist. I can't be the same. Gotta be a leader in this game. Rap gotta be my beat. Yep, gotta train, gotta get my weight up. And from the lay back, wanna make them face facts. Lay lanes up in the cut, we gon' play that. Gray Hayes up in the Dutch, we gon' play that. I can't even give him a bunch of bars, bro. I can't even do it, bro. It's over. Get the
chase. My guy,
Future Legend. Future Legend 2 dropping. Bro, get the table one more time.
Yes, sir.
We going up, man.
Hey, yo, Flop, you know what time it is. Let me get that real quick.
Blitz by Chameleon.
Yeah.
Y'all ready, man?
I got it. Let me get my shit.
I don't complain, stayed in my lane, watch the ones all around me. Remember they used to clown me, now I'm up like the clouds be. Cool gray, call it cloudy, four rings, new Audi. Tripping back and forth to Maui, I'm a bad boy, Mike Lowry. Been past, come on stage, on the roster, back on your run up. It's big hat shit, big rat shit, I swim with my gun up. Now it's money calls, I take 50-50 and I let the team eat. But when that back end come back in, it's my time to eat,
Give me mine.
Yo, I'm on the mean street, I be steaming chicks, little thotties, they love me.
They love
cause
me.
They know I'm on side, I don't hop from the ops, I be out in the pub
right here.
And my new flick, yeah, it's 30. So many clean shots, making it dirty. I be up real early, curly bird get the worm. I heard that from a birdie, king of drilling New Jersey. Jumping past that, blowing gas named Hazmat, them four go rat, rat. Keep my shit a secret, y'all know chat, chat. Look, she gets a bag too, she here to stay, just like my tattoo. She in love with the life. So there's light, we wake up in Cancun. Bullets and blessings, killing the scene, get rid of the weapon. No second guessing, still learning lessons, I'll be done in a second. You coming, you checking, deal all the cards, put all your bets in. Big money, I'm flexing, bring the machine, you get the message. Shot, knowing about the time, try to reconcile, my brother ain't wanna hear it. Fuck that nigga, he ain't even family, nigga caught up in his feelings. Yeah, I fucked your girl, but you fucked mine first, nigga, that was just part of the get back. Nigga, enough of the chit chat, homie, you broke rules, love a label, you shit at. Just to keep it a band, I ain't even a rapper, I'm just telling my story. Nigga, I'm FTB and I'm TTG, I do it all for the glory. All the tweakers, they bore me, witnesses, they don't saw me. I am not the father, this ain't Maury, I ain't letting niggas get one up on me. One up on me, I dare you, nigga, you know better. This Glock ain't on me to scare you, chrome body, rubber grip on a hand. In the hood, you become another random. Ain't no take back after you get hit. See the ops, I spin and I dip. Last time I checked the score, we was winning. This year, we gon' win another chip. Bullets and blessings, killing the scene, get rid of the weapon. No second guessing, still learning lessons, I'll be done in a second. You coming, you checking, deal all the cards, put all your bets in. Big money, I'm flexing, bring the machine, you get the message.
Yeah, y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy, Eddie the fucking great, man. Y'all know what time it is, man. But everybody don't know what's going on, man. I got a show every Sunday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Central, man, called The Great Boss Show. Who all who tuning in right now, y'all tune in every Sunday to The Great Boss Show, man. And we got a contest coming up July 18th. Whoever got the best 16, man, $400 contest, man. Y'all come through, man. Y'all show up and show out. If anybody fuck up, you going to the back of the line, man. But I'm letting y'all know, man, everybody have them a good day, man. I'm about to spit a quick 16, and I'm going to let the day begin. Send me everybody stand up. I say, play with fire, best believe you're going to get burnt. You fuck with Haiti, you're going to get burnt. Let me quit playing, though. Boy, I'll be here with a racks at. Yo, man, bitch, I'll smash that. Money in the bank, I'm a stash fat. Girls in my city like Baghdad. Selling these words like birds. See, I'm slipping, I'm hitting up with the purrs. Leo Wesley, get the away on the curve. Got all these words in my balls, I'm a word. Yeah, see, this nigga better whack him. Selling on the squad, I'm a whack him. Real nigga chasing that bag. Bro, I'm trying to go platinum. But, bro, I'll be here with a racks at. Hey, motherfuckers, they saying that. Ryan on the phone with a bad bitch. Lil mama tastes like candy. My bitch don't talk back. She know I can't stand it. My pain got a name. They got the whole candy. Haiti in the trunk. Macho Randy Savage. Ain't playing with you, Mike Vince. Getting money is a habit. I take your bitch and smash that. Take your bricks and jam that. Bitch-ass niggas can't stand them. Them fake rich niggas can't stand them. But, boy, I'll be with a rack set. 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 Yeah, y'all know what it is, man. This is for the record. We do this shit 7 days a week, man. Big up to Timmy now, man. We do this shit. 100, man.
I hear you talking, you don't wanna pull it. Pill got him tweaking, thinking he can pull it. I hear you talking, you don't wanna pull it. Yak got him tweaking, thinking he can pull it. Say what? I hear you talking, you don't wanna pull it. Pill got him tweaking, thinking he can pull it. Jump and I dump into the mag, start smoking. The Ruger is my bitch, for sure I be stroking. Coasting in the lack with something to carry fair time. If I see a off, bedtime. Haiti and tell you the truth, please believe it, man. I see the beef with the analia leaking. when that ooh, I get to smoking, that forensic gets talking, trying to solve the case. This ain't a game, motherfucker, rearrange your face. Bust shots at your crib, make you relocate. I put the Louis on your back, it'll dislocate. You know I do it real big, yup, state to state. If you a sweet lick big, then I'm still in the base. And you know I make hits that'll shake the place. And for sure, I hang with a gangster clique. And for sure, I stay on that gangster shit. And for sure, I ain't never been a wankster bitch. And I dumb, for sure. I hang with a gangster clique. And for sure, I stay on that gangster shit. And for sure, I ain't never been a wankster bitch. And I dumb, for sure. Body drop, red tape in your position, homie, 350 degrees. Gotta keep that oven on me. Body drop, red tape in your position, homie, 350 degrees. Gotta keep that oven on me. Body drop, red tape in your position, homie, 350 degrees. Gotta keep that oven on me. Thought he was a friend, but he a fucking phony. Ate up my friends in his head, but ain't a thinking for him. Can't fight, I know we all talk, cause I'll put hands on your ass like Chris Tucker and Money Talks. Mr. Form ass nigga, shouldn't have fucked with a boss. Now ask my man and his sister, couple of cousins is a cop. Yeah, pipe down his bitch. Nice bitch, a fipper river pyramid. She eat a dick, one in a hole, a full clip, and I dump a witty bitch for sure. I hang with a gangster clique, and for sure, I stay on that gangster shit, and for sure, I ain't never been a wankster bitch, and I dump, for sure. I hang with a gangster clique, and for sure, I stay on that gangster shit, and for sure, I ain't never been a wankster bitch, and I dump, for sure. You know it's that Haiti the Great shit, man. Big up to my 290 niggas, Mile West niggas, Lacey West, little boy.
Yeah.
I've been up on it head night. I've been up on it head sweet shit. I just on it in my head sweet. I've been up on it head night. Can't get caught in them headlights. Smoking drink, got my head right. Need my hair right. Can I listen to advice? Fuck your advice, yeah. I'm just living my damn life. Since you dare I, yeah. Never let them get too close to the thing that I love most. Man, the streets done left me traumatized. If they ever touch my brother, it's a homicide. I don't really wanna talk, there ain't no compromise. Have you ever had the pain? Say the same, nothing changed, what a shame. I just wake up, it's a newer day. People looking for a person, I don't know who to say. I'm just tryna make $100 million delay. Shorty wants the stars and the moon and the world, but I can't give it to her, she ain't beneficial. You tryna play a real nigga like I ain't beneficial. You don't love me, you just love how I benefit you. Hoes wanna tell me, okay, like I give a fuck. But she keep running back to me, cause how I give it up. She can't get enough. I lay her down to the ground, touch down, pound for pound, she ain't getting up. I just want a moment for my niggas that ain't here. Wish I could see you all again. So many L's, all I think about is when. Pick it up and carry on to the end. And that's worth the bigger, we gon' have to do it bigger than ever. Make it rain till we switch up the weather. And I'ma need a bankroll to feel any better. Then I won't feel any better. I'm just really trying to make it out. Getting money dirty clean, ain't no safer route. Fake niggas moving funny, watching paper clout. And if they come in with some shit, we gon' have to take them out. Ain't no dates involved. Whoa, 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 whoa. I can't do shows without my pole, whoa, whoa. I'm on green light, go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Cause all these demons really try to take my soul. Man, nigga, that ain't your butt down on your wrist. Who you trying to fool? The ops left, and I don't remember a time we was cool. Go to the shack, get some and bring out every tool. And if my back against the wall, I'm taking every jewel. I'm far from pussy, I just know niggas ain't worth my time. I'm in position, they just trying to take that off my mind. It's all or nothing, I'm not with nothing, I cannot resign. Get off my dick, get off of my V-line. I've been up on it head night, can't get caught in them headlines. Smoking drink, got my hair right. Need my hair right. Can I listen to everybody? Fuck your advice, yeah. I'm just living my damn life.
since you dare I,
I was born and raised in them staircases. I hustle hard in them staircases. Never caught a case, the cops had a chase. Never see my face, cause I move around without a sound. Ask you where I'm from. Yeah, that boogie down. Ain't no time telling when you start sweating and your name's mentioned. This is for the record, that guy that cuss. No pass that, but you don't bother me. I stay repping, I'm hood to hood. Block to block, fly guys and I never stop. From the bottom, but I'm on the top. That guy that cuss, my people why? Who's talking, that guy that cuss?
Radio when we in the building, right. We on 7 days a week, right. Come and catch a feeling, you can get to know us, we over here building, smoking Gaza Kush, bruh, that's the way you live in the control room, 6 p.m. Wednesdays. That's West Coast time, so pimp bring a feeling.
Oh, we're back,
you know we steady smoking good. When I'm in my old school, I'm gripping on the wood. 412, and you know we bumping guys are good. Presidential 43, call it Mr. Bruce.
That's right.
You ain't smoking guys are cuss, you ain't smoking good. The best move is strand out, get you some good. The plug in the trigger's growing on the Northwest. With your chest, we got some good growers.
Nah,
we got the best. THC low, 50%, nothing less.
Right.
So when you take a pull, it's hard to keep it in your chest. Even a true smoker couldn't keep it in his chest. It's an instant high and it's bringing good vibes. Smoking like a chief, I'm coming with that king tribe. Meditation with the urbans and you make your move. Next move, best move, you always keep it smooth. Be that good shit,
right.
The one and true kush. I am him, I am less
me.
So you getting high, oh you could believe it. Gaza Kush tour coming, I could see that. So you getting high, oh you could believe it. Gaza Kush tour coming, I could see that. Let's get it, nigga. Gaza Kush.
All this shit on my mental. Oh, hey, hey, yeah. All this shit on my mental. Don't give a fuck if it offend you. We never care who you kin to. A couple bands on my dental. I might slide in the rental. I keep it real, it's so simple. Been dogging hoes, no kennel. Been dogging hoes, no kennel. All this shit on my mental. Don't give a fuck if it offend you. We never care who you kin to. A couple bands on my dental. I might slide in the rental. I keep it real, it's so simple. Been dogging hoes, no kennel. Been dogging hoes, no kennel. You fall in, they forget you. So they ain't really your people. That bullshit is unequal. We run through like sequels. Young niggas got cheat codes. I'm ballin' hard, no free throws. Got a bad bitch in the back room. Tossin' tongue to tongue, she a freak hoe. Hey, hey, I slid. I know that bitch got a good sled. When we come down that hill, we gon' slide slow. I know that hoe got some good legs. Pussy drippin', drippin' water, nigga. We gon' hop in the harbor, nigga. He don't really wanna diss my gang. We a angel daughter, nigga. Shoot niggas up for quarters, nigga. All this shit for the slaughter, nigga. Choppin' shit in the fuckin' chair. Man, I'm feelin' like a barber, nigga. They just wanna go control a nigga. Hold back, try and stall a nigga. Climb up, build a wall on nigga. Yeah, I never fall a nigga. Hey. All this shit on my mental, hey. Keep it real, it's so simple, hey. You might go ahead and get me, nigga might just forget you, hey. Fuck the folks who ain't with you, hey. I ain't even got a tempo, hey. Whoa, all All this shit on my mental. Don't give a fuck if it offend you. We never care who you kin to. A couple bands on my dentist. I might slide in the rental. I keep it real, it's so simple. Been dogging hoes, no.